Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. Biden's legacy, same-sex marriage protection act. News. Joe Biden signed the Respect for Marriage Act, the bill to protect the right of the people of the country to enter into same-sex and interracial marriages, was supported by representatives of both parties in the Senate. According to the article, quote, U.S. President signs the law to protect same-sex marriages, end quote, on the DW website. Comment. Replacing the Marriage Protection Act, which established marriage as a union between a man and a woman, with the Respect for Marriage Act, U.S. President Biden announced that, quote, America is doing important things for equality, for freedom and justice, not just for some, but for all, end quote. From which it can be understood that equality, justice, and freedom are still not provided to all U.S. citizens. And this is true, given, for example, the ongoing discrimination against the indigenous Native American population. Interracial marriages between blacks and whites in the U.S. have been considered for centuries not only unacceptable, but even a crime. After the formal equation in rights, the introduction of the so-called African Americans marrying Americans of European ancestry is no longer classified as a crime. Even today, however, it is viewed by some conservatives from white Americans as an unnatural break from tradition. Attitudes towards homosexuality in the United States, as in other Western countries, has also changed today. The transformation of America's society's perception of it from sin, criminal offense, and mental disorder to natural law and legal norm of life began in the middle of the 20th century. Biden's words about the certain step, quote, towards the creation of a nation, end quote, are nothing more than political cunning. The basis of the emergence and formation of the American nation is the U.S. Constitution. The God mentioned in the American Constitution has nothing to do with it. All the rights and freedoms that it declares come from the capitalist ideology, the basis of which the idea of separating religion from the life of society and the state. The concept of quote-unquote happiness mentioned in the Constitution is considered in line with the philosophy of utilitarianism professed by capitalists, according to which the moral value of any act is determined by the degree of benefit derived, and happiness is the receipt of maximum pleasure. At the same time, the U.S. Constitution recognizes the right of the people to abolish any government and establish a new one, quote, based on the principles and forms of organization of power as, in its opinion, will best provide people with security and happiness, end quote. And since, according to democracy, the opinion of the majority is taken as the will of the people, the democratic government, led by Biden, seeks to enlist his support in order to maintain its power. Therefore, it compromises, equalizing same-sex and interracial marriages in the need of their recognition and respect as natural rights of citizens. Be that as it may, in fact, the equating of a completely ordinary, albeit interracial marriage with unnatural homosexuality, which the Biden administration considers a progressive step, is a shameful compromise that they have to come to terms with. First, Americans will have to reckon with the sinful and immoral way of life of sodomites as a legitimate right to the exercise of individual freedom, which comes from democratic human rights. Secondly, the need to state protection of interracial marriages testifies to the persistence of racial prejudices and deep contradictions in American society, which neither such legislative initiatives nor expensive Hollywood productions are able to overcome. It should not be surprising that the capitalist ideology spoils everything it touches. Thus, it corrupted the political system, turning it from concern of the affairs of the people into deception and patronage of crimes, economic system from a just disposal of the wealth granted by Allah Almighty into the means of robbery and oppression. Also, in the social sphere, instead of preserving moral purity and human dignity, Capitalist ideology indulges low vices and perversions, corrupting both individuals and entire societies. Only Islam, sent down by the Creator as a mercy and a faithful guide to His creations, is suitable for solving any of their problems, regardless of racial difference, era, and territory of residence. Allah Almighty said,
فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
Oh, set your face towards the religion of pure fitra, with which He has created mankind. No change let there be in خلق الله, i.e. the religion of Allah, Islamic monotheism. This is the straight religion, but most of men know not. Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 30. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Mustafa Amin, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Ukraine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.